Okay, so picture this. You're on a website and you're like super interested in what they have to offer, but then you hit that dreaded contact us form. You
Oh,
know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, who wants to fill that out?
Yeah.
What if instead you could just like click a button and boom, instant video chat with someone on the other end?
Oh, wow.
That's what we're diving into today. Like,
Yeah.
how to make your website feel like it's straight out of Star Trek.
Right.
With this awesome guide we found from Event Anywhere.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, so no more digital waiting rooms. Let's jump right in.
I think this is such a great topic because it's really fascinating how this tech, it's like it just removes all that friction, you know, from like the customer journey
Total.
in a world where everyone wants everything. Like
Yeah.
now offering that immediacy, it's like a game changer.
It's true. I mean, why wait for an email response when you can just get your answer like right now?
Exactly.
So how do we make this like sci-fi dream a reality?
Right.
Well, Event Anywhere lays out these like six really simple steps to get this set up on your own website.
Yeah, and I love how they break it down.
Yeah, it's really user-friendly.
It's like they're holding your hand through the whole thing.
Totally. So step one is getting that account like polished and ready for visitors.
Exactly. Think of it like you're setting up your virtual storefront.
Okay.
You wouldn't open a shop without making sure like the entrance is looking good, right?
Right.
Your Event Anywhere account, that's like your online welcome mat.
Okay, so get that looking good. What
Yes.
comes next?
So the next thing is creating a quick video. And this isn't like, you know, you don't have to go hire like a whole film crew.
Sure.
Just something quick, something personal, maybe introduce yourself, like what your business is all about. It's all about like setting that tone.
Okay.
Give the potential caller a sense of like who they'll be connecting with.
It's like a little behind the scenes peek,
Exactly, yeah.
which I bet makes it feel instantly more personal.
For sure.
So then step three, if I'm following this right,
Yeah.
is making that video public.
Exactly.
But this is where I always get tripped up.
Okay.
Embed codes.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm decent with tech, but like those always feel a bit like a secret language to me.
I get it. It's a lot of like tech jargon, but
Yeah.
honestly, they're really not that complicated.
Okay.
Think of it like a URL, but instead of like taking you to a website, it's like the address for a specific function.
Okay.
In this case, it's like the address for your video call feature.
I see.
You just copy it, you paste it into your website's backend,
And that's it.
and Event Anywhere takes care of the rest.
So no actual coding required. That's a relief.
Yeah, they make it super easy.
So once we've got that code in place, the guide mentions like customizing the look of the button.
Oh, yeah, that's key.
What are some of the things we should be thinking about there?
I mean, it's all about first impressions, right?
Sure.
Like, what image do you want to have? What about your title? Maybe a catchy little tagline.
Okay.
It's just about making it crystal clear to whoever's visiting your site who they're connecting with and
Right.
why it's worth their time to click that button.
That's such a good point.
Like, imagine you're a potential client,
Yeah.
yeah? And you're trying to choose between two businesses.
Okay.
One's got like a generic contact us button.
Right.
The other one's got like a friendly face and a clear call to action, like chat with an expert now.
Oh, yeah.
Which one are you gonna choose?
Oh, for sure. The second one,
Right.
it makes a
Yeah,
difference.
it does. It's the difference between like walking into a bustling shop with a friendly face behind the counter
Right.
and like a dark, empty store.
Exactly.
That personal touch makes all the difference.
Utterly.
Okay, so we've got our like welcoming button all set up on the website.
Yep.
What happens next?
All right. So.
The guide mentioned something about acting as a virtual switchboard,
Oh, yeah.
which sounds kind of intriguing.
Yeah, that's where things get really cool.
Yeah.
Because you know how like a lot of businesses have different departments or like specialties?
Right.
Well, instead of just having like that one generic contact button for everything,
Yeah.
you can actually create separate ones for each area.
Oh, wow.
It's really neat.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this is like way beyond just a cool feature.
Right.
It's like streamlining that whole customer journey.
Exactly.
Give me an example. Like, how could this whole switchboard idea play out in the real world?
Okay, so let's say you're like a design firm, right?
Yeah, okay.
And you've got separate teams for like web design, graphic design, and branding.
Makes sense.
With this feature, you could have dedicated buttons for each one.
Oh, wow.
So someone who's looking for a new logo,
Yeah.
they don't have to like click through a general contact form and then like explain what they need and all
Yeah,
that.
just to get to the right person.
They just click talk to our branding expert
No, oh, I love that.
and boom, they're connected instantly with the right team.
That is brilliant. It cuts out so much back and forth.
I know, right?
And for the person on the website, it's like they're getting that VIP treatment.
Totally.
No more navigating those phone trees or waiting for an email response.
Exactly.
Just instant access to like the exact expert they need.
It's a game changer.
The guide also mentioned this acting like a digital receptionist.
Oh, right.
Which I'm guessing kind of ties into all of this.
It totally does, because one of the things I thought was really cool is it can actually show your availability.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's like a visual cue that tells people if you're online and ready to chat.
Oh, that's neat. Or even like when you were last active.
Oh, so no more wondering if there's actually like a person on the other side.
Exactly. It takes away all that guesswork.
Yeah. That uncertainty can be so frustrating online.
Oh, tell me about it.
You know? If you're going to be able to actually talk to a human, or if it's better to just try again later.
Exactly. It manages expectations on both ends.
I like that.
And speaking of managing expectations, the guide did mention that you do have to be logged in to, like, actually take calls.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, no, like, getting ambushed by a video call in the middle of dinner.
Exactly. You're in control.
Or, like, you know, when you're supposed to be offline.
Exactly. You set your availability, and the system respects that.
Okay, good.
It's like having your own virtual office hours.
Which is huge, because I was imagining like having to be on 24/7.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Which sounds exhausting.
Way too much.
Knowing that you have control over that makes this whole thing feel a lot more manageable.
It does, and it also adds that layer of professionalism.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's like you're saying, hey, I'm here for you, but I also value my time and yours.
Right.
Let's connect when I can be fully present.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Quality over quantity.
I like that.
Sure.
So to kind of sum up what we've talked about so far.
Yeah.
This tiny little button has the potential to like totally revolutionize how we interact with businesses online.
I think so too.
No more phone tag. No more waiting for emails. Mm. Just like direct, immediate communication.
Exactly.
It all sounds pretty incredible.
Right.
But I'm sure there's some things we need to be careful about or like watch out for.
Oh, for sure.
What does the guide kind of leave out that we should be thinking about? Like we've been talking about how convenient this all is.
Right.
But what about like the etiquette around these instant video calls?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's not quite the same as like scheduling a meeting, you know?
You're right. You're right. One of the things I noticed is the guide doesn't really talk too much about setting expectations.
Yeah.
Because it's just because someone can reach you instantly
right.
doesn't mean they're going to want to like launch into a full-on sales pitch right away.
Totally. So how do you strike that balance?
That's the question, is
it? Like, how do you make sure these instant calls are actually like adding value without catching people off guard?
Well, I think it starts with clarity.
Okay.
When you're setting up your button, think about what level of engagement like actually makes sense for your business and for like who your audience is.
Right.
If it's a quick question or like a simple request.
Yeah.
Maybe a shorter call is all you need.
Right.
But for something more complex, you might want to encourage them to like book a longer session.
So it's almost like having different lanes.
Exactly.
For different needs.
Exactly.
A quick chat option for those like simple things.
Right.
And then like a more formal scheduling option for when you need to have a longer conversation.
Exactly. And the best part is you can actually use like the visuals around your button to communicate that.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Like you could have a little icon next to your video call button that shows like the expected call length.
Oh, I like that.
Or even a little tagline that says like quick questions welcome or something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea. It sets the tone up front.
Exactly.
And it prevents that whole like, oh, I didn't realize this was going to be a whole thing.
Exactly. It's about respecting everybody's time, you know? And making sure these connections are actually beneficial.
Okay, this has really got me thinking like beyond just websites.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going with this?
Like what other applications can you see for this kind of tech?
Oh, my gosh. The possibilities are endless.
Right.
I mean, we talked about e-commerce and customer service.
Yeah.
But imagine this in education.
Oh, wow.
Like a student struggling with a concept, boom, instant access to a tutor or a teacher.
That's amazing.
Or healthcare. Virtual consultations could be so much easier.
It's like we're breaking down geographical barriers.
Right.
And suddenly expertise is available to like anyone with an internet connection.
Exactly. I mean, this guide really just scratches the surface.
It does. And what's so exciting is this is still pretty new territory.
It is.
So as more businesses start using this, we're going to see even more creative applications.
Oh, I can't wait.
You neither. Okay. So to wrap things up for anyone listening who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed or like unsure about taking the plunge.
Right.
What's like the key takeaway you want them to remember?
Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Seriously, this technology might seem like this big scary thing, but it's really not.
Right.
The beauty is in the simplicity.
I like that.
Start small, experiment a little bit, see what works for you.
Okay.
You might be surprised how easy it is to like really enhance those interactions and build stronger relationships.
That is such a good point to end on.
It's about taking that first step and just being open to new possibilities.
I love it.
And who knows, maybe one day those clunky contact forms will be a distant memory.
Let's hope so.
Replaced by like the ease and the immediacy of video chat.
Fingers crossed.
I love it. Well, thanks for diving deep with me today. This was awesome.
This was fun. I always love chatting with you.
Likewise. All right, until next time, everyone.